The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
I know.
Hello? Hey, Dad.
And that is what it happens. That is what it sounds like.
Whether you're on air or not.
When my dad hears my voice.
Shalom.
Hey, Dad.
Hey. Go, one more time. Does it sound like my dad says shalom? Play it again.
No, I don't think so.
No, listen.
Shalom.
Hey, Dad. My dad says shalom? I don't think so. But,
hold on. One more time.
Uh-huh.
Shalom.
Hey, Dad. It was a combo. I think it was a shalom.
Shalom.
Hey, Dad.
But the growl is legit.
So angry to hear from you. You ruined his Thursday morning.
He's got a busy morning of sitting on the chair and watching. He's into these Korean subtitle romance shows on Netflix. I'm not making any part of that up. Apparently, there is a Korean romantic TV series with subtitles on Netflix that my sister turned him on to. My dad's like into this thing now. Sometimes you just gotta go with it. Tim Kawakami.
You gotta stop, dude.
Tim Kawakami talked to the coach of the Niners, Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about Trey Lance and Sam Darnold and their chances of moving ahead of Brock Purdy in the QB room. And this was Kyle's quote. And I think we covered this earlier, but this is worth covering again. Trey and Sam, they have the ability to do that stuff. It's harder for them to do it in practice and then jump a guy we've seen do it in 7 games. That's the harder situation. But that's the situation I'm happy about, though. Now, maybe Purdy has a setback. Maybe he's rusty and stuff because of his injury. I don't know. I don't think he'll be. I think he'll get back to that point. And then these other guys can play, too. Maybe he does get an injury, and Sam or Trey get an opportunity just like Brock did last year. All of this could happen to each one of them. I know the way that we all would have drawn it up because of how we spent our draft picks, and that's the way it was going to go. But injuries happen. And when injuries happen, you don't really lose your job because of injury. You give opportunities to somebody else. And this is a guy who got his opportunity, came in, and did stuff on film for me, for John, and for all our players that was as good as we've seen here. And he's going to be really hard to beat out. I think in that one comment to Tim Kawakami, I think Kyle Shanahan, unless he wins the Oscar for misdirection,
right.
I think he cleared everything up. Purdy's our guy.
Yep.
There's no question. He took the job from Lance. Sorry, Trey Lance. We were going to go with you. That's why we spent our draft capital, but you got injured. Yeah, you lost your job due to injury, but mainly because Purdy got the opportunity. And he did stuff that's as good as we've ever seen here. That's it.
Yeah, I think, and I'm fine with that, if that's the decision the organization is making. I think what then becomes very interesting to me is who's QB2.
Right.
Because I think as much as there may not be that much separation between 1, 2, and 3, well, there can't be much separation between 2 and 3. And I said this when they did it. I still think it's an asset to have those three guys, but maybe an unnecessary one. And I know the most recent example is to point to last year's NFC Championship game and go, well, what if they had Sam Darnold?
Right.
They might have been able to win that game. Or what
that's
if,
right.
you know, Trey, whatever, a third quarterback, basically, that was really ready to go. I think that's partly why they added Brandon Allen, and I know people are rolling their eyes, but no, I think Brandon, he started in this league. He's capable. If you've got a ready-made team, does it make more sense pick whoever gets to be QB2 to move QB3 to a team of need for something else of a future asset, a current, hey, we're weak at this position, or we got an injury in camp here at backup guard, whatever, somewhere, someplace. I just think you have an asset that, yes, would be nice to have as a total insurance, But I don't think you're playing three QBs. And if you are, then you had some rotten luck again at quarterback position. But I just think you could potentially move that third quarterback.
I think it all depends on what you would be getting, whether it's for Darnold or for Lance. Mm-hmm. And I think Lance has far more trade value. Maybe I'm wrong. But I think potential oftentimes will unlock some value in a trade that you know, a known commodity does. And by the way, Sam Darnold might be a better NFL quarterback than Trey Lance ever will be. We don't know that yet. But if first off, I have a real man. You think they're going to keep four quarterbacks?
No, that's why I think you could move one of them. And
then,
I mean, the other option is to cut Brandon Allen, I guess, and keep the other three.
That's kind of where.
But I just think you could. If you get to three, you know, obviously two injuries happened. And then could, like I said, Lance or Darnold fetch you enough of a future draft picks, a current player you might feel of need, another team that had high expectations, and then, our quarterback got hurt.
Yeah, I think if they can get something. Like if somebody calls them up and says, hey, we want Trey Lance. Well, first off, I also think it's important to see what's going to happen in training camp.
Absolutely.
Because here's the thing.
I mean, you don't have to do this today.
Let me ask you this. If Trey Lance just craps the bed in training camp, if the Niners know that there's just, he's not even close to being the number one, and honestly, Sam Darnold has outplayed him. If you're the Niners, then do you seriously think about making him QB2, at least on the depth chart? Just if for no other reason to artificially...
Or to make people think he's thriving.
And then some quarterback goes down and maybe somebody comes in. And, you know, I think there might be some gamesmanship at that point. But the other problem, the other thing is this. What if Trey Lance comes in and he's in preseason and he is just absolutely nails? Like because, look, you've got guys like Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk saying, this kid looks different. This kid looks really, really changed from last year, and there's a lot of reports him working with Patrick Mahomes and with Patrick Mahomes' throwing coach that he looks a lot different. And to be honest with you, Trey Lance might be getting railroaded right now through nobody's fault, but he came in and his career consists of a washout in Chicago and getting broken against, the Seahawks?
Yeah.
So I don't know, but they seem to be comfortable enough with Brock Purdy, and I guess it is a good problem to have, although I will trade three quarterbacks that I hope can do well for one quarterback that's a super stud.
Yeah, which I don't think they have at the moment. Now, that one of them may develop into that, but at the moment they don't.
Maybe that's what they do. Maybe they go the other way. Maybe they see if they can't trade all three quarterbacks for a super stud starter. I don't know. But it's to them. They're saying that's a good problem to have. But it sounds like Brock Purdy is your guy.
Yeah. And I wonder who number two is for them. I mean, I think that's not even answered today.
No, I think that's the real question.
Yeah.
I think that's really what's I think the one is Purdy's to lose, obviously. But I think the big question is gonna be who's two and who's three. Mike Florio, according to Kevin Kruger, the reporter, said the vibe coming from the team is Sam Darnold is two and Lance is three. And Chris Sims agreed with that. That was on Florio's show. Our very own Emil Fragoso on Twitter says this is 100% incorrect. Trey Lance got the lion's share of the first team reps day one over Sam Darnold and looked noticeably better throughout the day. The snaps will even out as Purdy makes his return. But frankly, and that return comes today, by the way, but frankly, Lance has been the more impressive of the two backups thus far. In fact, the only, not that numbers matter in this case, but I think the only numbers I've seen on Sam Darnold so far is he went 2 of 4.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what do you get out of that? So you can read more from Emil, who is out at training camp each and every day, taking the Amtrak Express and then writing for you at SacktownSports.com. We are the home of the 49ers. Don't forget that this year we will carry each and every one of their games, and Emil is going to be your insider. The only criticism, and it's constructive, of Emil that bothers me here in his tweet is that he mentioned Trey Lance got the lion's share of the first team reps. But he said lion's share as one word. L-I-O-N share, one word. Isn't it, correct me if I'm wrong, it's lion. Now, again, who am I to correct anyone today? But isn't it lion's share?
That's what I thought, but I don't. That's two words.
Lions, lion apostrophe S, new word, okay. Share.
So like possessive of the lion.
Yeah, it's the lion, because the lion gets sense. The biggest share.
Right.
I've never seen lion share. Although, kind of a cool name, not going to lie. Lion share. Let's see what Mitch thinks. Mm. Hello, Mitch.
Mitch just opened the door.
Is Mitch at a circus, and is there a dog?
You guys got very good ears.
Thank you.
How about that? Stop ringing. I just rang the bell. Cell phone.
Yeah.
Can I put you on hold for 1 second? 2 seconds?
Me?
Was that bad? Yeah.
No, go ahead. That That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
He's got a delivery.
Mitch, a delivery.
Or is he making one?
Mm-hmm.
He's making one.
Fine.
Sorry about that. Thanks a lot. I told you guys. Well, you guys got great hearing.
Making a delivery or receiving a delivery?
I was making a delivery.
Yeah.
What are you delivering again, Mitch?
I'm in Robbinsville.
But what are you? Are you like a UPS driver? Or?
Oh, FedEx.
FedEx. Oh, sorry. FedEx. Memphis is proud.
Yeah, I'd be home. I'm almost 35 years. When I say I got to make the phone calls and doing all the paperwork, but it's been an adventure. It's been fun.
Well, Mitch, pleasure. I got to tell you, unfortunately, it's bad news for both of us. We were able to hold because I did want to say hi to you as we do every day, but we're up against the commercial break. Uh-huh. So we're going to have to talk to you tomorrow. So save that thought, and then we'll do a double call tomorrow, okay? Because now the time we had allotted to talk to you got taken up by your delivery, but we didn't want to be impolite and not hold for you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Take care. All right, that's Mitch. When we come back, NFL quarterback news. Aaron Rodgers did what? And Frank Wright said, huh? And he said it about who?
What?
We'll tell you next. Sacktown
Sports. It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa. Thursdays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 a.m. on Sacktown Sports. Get the latest on equipment, area courses, people who play the great game, and plenty of good conversations about golf. Golf to Go. Thursdays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 a.m. on Sacktown Sports. Golf to Go is brought to you by the Hagen Oaks Golf Super Shop, America's most awarded golf facility. Naturewood Home Furnishings, where it's all about choices and always about quality. Purple. It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on your local sports leader, Sacktown Sports.
Well, we were just talking yesterday about Hip Hop Hooray and Naughty for Nature, as that brings us back. Sacktown Sports, Carmichael Dave, Jason Ross, Jay Mars. Hey, is that the worst one?
Feel like this is where the bit might go wrong.
That, you know, the sad thing is, I wonder how much there's more people than you think in my age group that still know every word to that song. Right? I'm not going to do it, obviously, but right now, could 100% read every word. Notice I didn't say perform.
And then when they're finished, they just go.
I wonder if that's what Aaron Rodgers sounded like on the inside when he was. And here you go. Here's $35 million of my money back.
Spend with it as you.
Yeah, something feels like in his world, it's like birds chirping when he did that. Look how awesome I am. Look how much of a humanitarian I am.
Hey, man, on what are those things that they carried the pharaoh? Is that what a rickshaw is?
No.
They carried the. Oh, no, that's the one where they wheel them from behind, right?
A rickshaw, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So whatever the. Platforms.
Right, I got you.
And he just comes in and they're like throwing rose petals and stuff.
He's just throwing cash. Down.
Yeah, he's like, here you go. There's 35 million Washingtons. Right in your
Find
face.
Me a receiver.
Oh my God. Wouldn't it be super Aaron Rodgers if we find out later that he actually did give 35 million to Woody Johnson, but it was in pennies? That would be so Aaron Rodgers-y.
I think it'd be more Aaron Rodgers-y if it was in crypto.
Yeah, I was thinking Dogecoin.
I wonder what that would look like in ones. Pennies, obviously impossible. You'd probably fill like Empire State Building with $35 million in pennies, but I wonder what that would look like. Like, that would literally like fill this whole table to the ceiling, right?
Oh, yeah.
Probably in ones. 35 million ones. If you had that money, quick question, then we'll move on to actual sports stuff. If you had $35 million, would you at any point, because I know Chris would give it away to all kinds of, you know, charities and stuff, but would you guys at any point, honest question, hand to God?
We just spoke about the charity, actually, that he would give it to.
I don't want to know, do
nope.
I? Okay. Would you at any point get enough to fill a room in your house and just roll around naked in it?
No.
In a bathing suit?
No.
I'm not trying to be weird.
No, not that.
But... You would not Scrooge McDuck it once?
No.
No. Wow.
Neither would I. Well, he's $35 million poorer, I guess you could say. I'm also not entirely buying this.
Mm-hmm.
There's something,
yeah.
There's a different.
Like we're talking about the guaranteed money and non-guaranteed. Like, I'm sure this is just painting him to look better.
This is a Bobby Bonilla type move or something, where he's giving it back now, but he's going to get like $1 million a year for 70 years or some crap like that. But on the surface, he took a significant pay cut to make the Jets deal work and be able to go out and get more talent. And already Dalvin Cook out there visiting.
And we'll see if that's the kind of talent they're looking at. I mean, there's a lot of hype around the Jets. Plus, once Hard Knocks gets started, AFC is loaded. AFC East gets a lot of attention anyway. Big expectations for him.
There are. There are big expectations, and that's Robert Saleh's crew now with – and Breece Hall is still hurting a little bit, but it does say a week ago that coming off his knee injury, he reached 23 miles an hour while working out Thursday, according to Yahoo Sports.
Okay.
I don't even know how to – quantify that. I've reached 23 miles an hour before, but on a bicycle. I don't think,
or a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now if let's say they did work something out with Dalvin Cook, there is a lot of hype around Garrett Wilson. I just don't know if the Jets have, I mean, they have some quality players there. Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams, a few others, DJ Reed. I don't know if the Jets are able to make the playoffs this year, for example, it just puts another hammer in the coffin of Aaron Rodgers as an all-time great.
Yeah, I mean, he's already there, but yeah, it just adds to the resume, I guess. But you think about the AFC, it's going to be difficult. The Bills appear to be the class of the division. That can change, but they appear to be. And when you've got other really quality teams with great quarterback play already, the wild card race will be difficult too. So, I mean, it's... You know, the Dolphins made it last year with Tua, right? Didn't they? Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
So that team in their own division, you always still have Bill Belichick and the Patriots. It can never be taken lightly, and tough division.
Dare we say the AFC East has a very good chance? Not a good chance, a very good chance of being the toughest division in football?
I think that one. I think the AFC North is pretty good.
Yep, every team was above 500 in the AFC North last year, with the exception of the Cleveland Browns, who some people are thinking might be a quiet giant there. They were 7-10. Every team was, well, the Bills were 13-3. The Dolphins were 9-8. The Patriots were 8-9. The Jets 7-10. True or false, the Patriots will have the worst record in that division this year.
That might be true.
Yeah, I think it might be true too. I only hope it's true just to listen to Boston fans. I've already seen, I think, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I swear I saw our old friend Nick Cattles tweeting something like, more questions should be being asked of Bill Belichick, and that rebuilding this is too long for a rebuild. I know it was something like that. For example, if the Patriots don't make the playoffs this year, you're legit going to see a lot of Boston fans saying, time's passed you by, Bill.
It was Brady, not Bill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
Exactly. And then you're going to get into a lot of think pieces about, well, you know, Bill didn't do anything until Tom Brady got there. Remember Bill with the Browns? Bill screwing around the Jets?
Yeah.
Is Bill Belichick the biggest fraud in the history of the game?
Those are fun conversations.
They will 100% happen if the Pats miss the playoffs this year. But it's interesting. And then the Panthers starting quarterback, Bryce Young, that was announced by new coach Frank Reich.
They're just going for it. They're like, yeah, we drafted you. Let's go. Let's learn about you quickly.
You know, I know we don't always get there these days in the NFL, but I still think that's 100% the way to go. The Peyton Manning, the Troy Aikman, that's where it worked.
I mean, that's what they're going to do, barring there's very few exceptions to that now.
If you have a situation where you have a Brett Favre, an Aaron Rodgers, a Joe Montana, whatever it is, if you have a situation where a guy just sits behind the super awesome Hall of Famer, I understand that. But if you're a crap team and you have a choice between putting your bonus baby up there and, you know, Brian Hoyer, you're wasting time.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting. We'll take a break when we come back. If necessary, we will go streaking.
Yes, we will.
And there are a couple streaks going, as a matter of fact, myself included. And then what to watch tonight, we'll do that next.
The NFL season is right around the corner. And Sacktown Sports is your new home for the San Francisco 49ers.
Intercepted and coming back the other way. Talanoa Hufanga. Touchdown! San Francisco!
The big, bad wolf.
Catch every 49ers game this season on Sacktown Sports.
Waking you up with the best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports.
For all you lip readers on YouTube.
I don't know. Chris just came in here laughing.
Yeah.
It's warranted.
It was. Welcome back, Dave, Jason, Jay. Looking ahead to tomorrow. It's Friday.
It is. I look ahead.
Really, nothing else you need to promote there. Tomorrow is Friday. Friday fun and games. Yeehaw. Always fun and even more fun. No offense to Jay when Jason Ross is here and we're at full strength. Oh, Jay.
It's a lot of offense to Jay.
No, I would take offense, Jay.
No, you did a great job.
Good job, good effort.
I even took the thing that you did all that prep for last week's Friday Fun and Games? It's on the fridge downstairs.
No, it's
with
not.
A magnet.
Isn't right, on the inside the fridge? Right next to the,
yeah, we still haven't solved tortilla. The mystery earlier of the bratwurst on top of a flat tortilla. On the directly on the plastic of the fridge. Speaking of refrigerators, as we get to Let's Go Streaking, congratulations to me. As yesterday,
like grow up. Like this isn't about you.
Is that Katie?
Yeah.
Was that towards me?
Yeah.
Oh well, whatever. I on my own with absolutely zero help. I changed the water filter in my refrigerator. Yeah, honestly. I am the man of the house, and I do manly things. You had to twist it clockwise, pull it out, and then twist it counterclockwise, pull it out, push it back in, twist it clockwise, and you are done. No leakage. None. Shut up, Chris. Let's go streaking.
It's time to go streaking.
We're going streaking!
Who is the Nostradamus of MLB?
Who can keep the streak going? It's time to go streaking.
What the hell are you doing?
Streaking.
All right. Jay Mars, Jason Ross.
All right, Dave.
Yeah.
You're on your own streak.
I am.
You were looking to get a hit. You hadn't had a hit in a couple days.
Oh, two to be exact.
You had a really bold pick, and I liked the pick.
I did.
And nearly was rewarded.
Yeah.
With the Giants' top prospect brought up yesterday, Mr. Luciano.
Yeah.
Went deep to right.
Oh, first at bat just
after a
came
huge
up.
Ovation from the home crowd.
Yep.
Ball was caught. There was one more plate appearance, right?
He was 0-for-2.
0-for-2.
Yeah.
So no hit.
No hit. No, no hit. Is it time to give up on Marco Luciano?
Ooh, you suck.
There's no streak. It's not a streak. It's actually going. Streak is continuing.
It's over.
Zero is not a streak.
Well, it's still zero.
I'll tell you what. I can make a prediction right now. I promise you will come true. He will match his hit count today.
I agree.
100%. Yep. Giants are off.
I was sitting at zero as well. Yeah. And I went with my streak starter, Elly De La Cruz of the Cincinnati Reds.
Elly De La Cruz.
He did get a hit. So I'm at one.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Can't get to 11 without one.
I'm happy. It's going. It's going now. It's going.
But we got to keep our eye on that J. Mars in there.
Uh-oh.
Because he was at four. If he got a hit yesterday, Dave, he would be halfway to
the record,
which is 10. He went with, he just can't get away from these Dodgers or former Dodgers. He went with Cody Bellinger, currently in the Cubs.
Yeah, Cody Bellinger, luckiest
former
hitter in baseball this year.
MVP, Mr. Codes, got J.I.
Wow. He did.
He's a danger.
He's halfway there.
He's at five.
Living on a prayer.
So 0-1-5, but a new clean slate, but a very, very slim choices today with just Angels and Tigers playing a doubleheader, Nationals and Mets, Cubs and Cards.
And of course,
and the Guardians and White Sox.
If you pick somebody in the doubleheader, you get both, right?
Game one.
Aw.
Nice try.
All right.
Game one. You can pick from everybody in the league. Why don't you pick your man crush, Shohei?
That's where I'm going. I'm just wondering, do I have the option of picking him in game two but not game one?
No, it's game one is the first game of the day.
He's going to be so tired, though. He's pitching.
I thought he was this marvel.
All right, what about this? If I pick Shohei...
Aaron Judge would get a hit while he's pitching.
Great point, Jay.
If I pick Shohei in game one, because he's pitching, but they only pitch him and don't hit him, and then he gets a hit in game two, that's a hit. Does that count? Okay. Shohei Ohtani. Shohei! As Cuba Gooding Jr. said, Shohei Ohtani!
He did say that. What movie was that in?
Jerry Maguire.
Yep. Okay. You know what else they said in that movie?
What?
It's about the Kwan. Remember the Kwan.
The Kwan.
Yeah. And that is my pick, Stephen Kwan. From the Cleveland Guardians, leadoff hitter.
Stephen Kwan.
Trying to get to two for me. J. Mars, very important pick. Trying to get to six.
I'm also going to go to that Guardians-White Sox game. Mm. Not actually go because I couldn't get there in time. Going to go with Jose Ramirez.
Okay. I think you could get there in time.
Really?
Yeah.
They call him Jose Ramirez. Will he get Jay to six? Don't know. All right. What? Both the Giants and A's are off.
What are they going to do today?
Video games. Mm. Giants have been. Yeah, Giants need to just chill and sleep at their houses and do nothing today because they're playing a ton of games in August. They had that long road trip.
The makeup game.
Yeah, the makeup game in Detroit. You know, I know they've been home for two games.
Emotional series last two games.
Very emotional series.
They're trying to win that trophy.
They heard their fans saying, sell the team, and they were confused.
Yep.
Also, do you think this is like also a mentally taxing time because of the trade deadline coming up?
Yes.
Like guys are just kind of like on call all the, like phone rings, and you look at the caller ID, and it's, you know, this is a stadium number. Could this be it? Or my agent.
Right.
Or Farhan.
Who I assume would be there. Yeah, have a stadium number. Or maybe he's just calling us up.
Oh, really? You think they call there's a stadium line they call, can you pass me through to Farhan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what happens.
415-766 Giants shows up on your caller ID.
That's too many numbers again.
How would that work in real life? Like, what if we've talked about this before. What if there's like a radio trading deadline? Or whomever's listening, whatever job you have. There's a trade deadline at your work, and at any moment, at any year, like, you know what? Jason has been really good for a long time. Yeah. Oh, no, that's a caller. Yeah. No, I'm talking about like you.
Yeah.
You've been really good, long time, just a big part of 1140 culture, but also contract issues. Yeah. And there's the, Frankie, young up and comer.
He too is a Yankee fan.
Yes, he is, and you can only have so many Yankee fans in the building.
So you're going to Cincinnati.
Yeah, like that's the thing. You're sitting here, you got your wife, your kid, your family, all that. You have your house, you take your bike rides, you see our boss, all this stuff, and now you can get a call tomorrow and you're going to KMOX in St. Louis. Mm. And you have no control over it. And then you gotta do your like outgoing presser.
Yeah.
It's been great here. sorry, I won't be able to do those Kings games anymore.
Do I get a return video?
Like when you come back on the trip?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Okay. 100%. You absolutely would get a tribute video or a tribute audio. We'd do a whole clip. You know, all the greatest calls.
Mm.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did. Featured prominently. There'd be a goodbye dinner.
Yeah.
Hell, I'd throw a pool party on a rooftop
wow.
for you. Yes.
Okay.
Or then they do like, you know, Jay and a DJ to be named later for cash considerations. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you got traded and all of a sudden like the number one guy in the evenings came over here, I'd hate to see you go, but oh my God, look
yeah.
who's coming.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be traded and you're to Albuquerque, Dave.
No.
Yeah.
At all. Although again, both of us, contracts, age.
Yeah.
It could happen anytime.
Good point.
Pike on the Pike 916 on the chat says 5 minutes standing ovation for you if you came back.
Oh
yeah, Pike's yeah. And also they would protest the trade. So
okay,
yeah. So anyways, Giants and A's off today. A's
yes.
At Rockies Friday. Giants host the Red Sox also on Friday, which means there will be a lot of Boston Caps in the building. They travel well. Angels Tigers doubleheader featuring Shohei Ohtani and Tungsten Arm O'Doyle
mm-hmm.
Today from the Tigers side. So look out for that. That's it. That's what we got to watch today. No, I know. I'm not like blaming you. You didn't do this.
Is there other World Cup action somewhere?
Probably.
1 week from the Hall of Fame game.
You know what to watch this weekend? There's a great UFC, a really good UFC Saturday night. And there's also a huge, like arguably the biggest boxing match we've had in 5 years going on at the same time. How did somebody not talk to somebody, man? Let's all help each other
out. It's called competition.
Usually they work it out, but I guess not in this case. Yeah. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll cross talk with Whitey Watkins. We'll do celebrity birthdays and wrap up the show right after this on Sactown Sports.
It's Whitey and Watkins on Sactown Sports.
Twitter's pretty solid. If you'd leave it alone.
Like, why can't there just be like an app for sports specifically?
What
all the discords?
Takes.
How about that?
As for the Takes app, Chris Watkins just got a slap in the face of reality here. How's it going?
It already exists.
What?
It's Whitey and Watkins from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sactown Sports. It's time for the news of the day.
The latest headlines, the biggest stories, hard-hitting analysis.
Yeah, this is none of those things.
And now,
here's Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross.
Let's go! Everybody. By the way, shout out to Colette Kavanaugh. This is a true story. Found me on Instagram and thanked me for helping to promote her book when we had that conversation about it last week.
See the book I got?
Chasing Dreams, the true story of the youngest female Tevis Cup champion.
No idea. I got sent this book the other day.
You know what? Good for you. And good. And more importantly, good for her.
Yeah.
You know, she was the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what they say.
Records are made to be broken, but enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Chris Watkins, did you have a favorite moment from the Kings season this year? We were going over this earlier. Is there anything that pops into your head?
Clippers game.
That was on our list. I said the Herder Utah 3. I know you were splitting between here.
Well,
and
we already did this bit. The Beamies. We already started.
Well, then so it should be easy for you.
What was it? Moment of the year?
Yeah.
Moment of the year? Yeah, Herder won the Beamy.
Herder for Utah?
I'm not going to disrespect the voting audience.
Well, here's what's funny. Then Jason Ross, his was not in our top four. And then so we took a break, came back, and Jason's favorite moment, it ended up changing all of our minds.
Mike Brown.
It was Gary Gerald's final call from Portland. I can't argue that.
I can.
Yeah, how? Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I had no
it
argument.
It broke the sport's longest streak.
It was a great call, fantastic call.
It was a culmination
but at
of
that
many
point,
moments.
Yeah. At that point, it was kind of already sealed in. That specific moment didn't really hit for me. I mean, at that point, it was kind
people
of already.
People were crying up there.
People were crying, allegedly.
Like little
Clipper
like
game
little
is
babies. What? Yeah.
Clipper game is just
a basketball team. Jeez.
God, right? That's good. kind of pathetic individual would.
Tomorrow on Carmichael Dave Show, fantasy or fact. That'll be great.
Oh, what did you have yesterday? It was like truth or garbage or something. What was it? And no. I almost said something to you and I didn't because I didn't want to be mean. No, you guys had a segment yesterday.
Called Factor Fantasy.
Factor Fantasy.
Factor Fantasy.
What he just said, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you had.
Yeah.
Yep. Every day.
Shut up, Chris.
Every single day.
Did you also hear that Cap'n Crunch has been a fraud all these years?
I heard you guys talking
about
this.
He's had three bars, which is a Commander Crunch. He's also been seen with 2-1. They're now changing it to 4, which is Truly Captain.
Oh, no, watch out for the soggies.
Today is National Creme Brulee Day. Around the room. Okay, big fan, you?
I don't know if I've ever had it.
Rick's Dessert Diner Maybe downtown.
I've never had creme brulee either.
Gotta grab it. Gotta grab it.
What's
it's so
I like the creme. I can't stand the brulee.
Yeah, what is the brulee?
It's like a vanilla
it's
like
a pinch for the White Sox,
it's
right?
It's like an elevated pudding.
All of good.
And then it's, but the best part is it's got this like sugar topping that is flame.
What's that term?
Just
like,
it's like
a custard.
A custard is the custard. Correct. Yeah. And then you it's hard, so you got to crack it, and you eat the crunchy sugar topping
it's
with the.
Amazing.
You know what? Let's bring
it's amazing.
That. Is that even something you could do here? I think
what,
you could
bring
right?
it in.
Yeah. Well, if you add, I have a blowtorch at home. If you had,
I do.
If you had a creme brulee or just a bowl. And you put there's a salesperson gesticulating wildly outside.
Which one?
All of them. You have a bowl with the brulee in it, the custard, and then the sugar, and then you just flame it up in front of them.
Yeah,
you could. You know what?
Bananas
they sell it to go. They sell it to go as well.
Jay, I'll make you a deal. Your responsibility is to text or call me this afternoon and remind me. And I will bring in. All I need is the pudding, the bowl, and some sugar. I'll bring it in tomorrow for Friday Funny Games.
All he needs is the entire ingredient.
I don't think anybody said they liked it that much.
They didn't know. You don't like the brulee. I love creme brulee, dude.
I love it.
I will
Big
eat,
time.
I
yeah.
will eat a
yeah.
buttload of creme brulee.
I no longer like
Not out of there.
Today's National New Jersey
I'll just take
Day.
I'll mine in a bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shout out to Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch from New Jersey.
Yeah. FedEx man. Yeah.
Put us on hold today.
They did.
Who's delivered a time.
Good for you, Mitch.
Today's National Scotch Day. It's a special day in our household.
I like scotch. Scotch. It goes down to my belly.
You much of a drinker?
No.
No, right? The same here. Oh, also, my dad still has the beers.
Oh, okay.
The beers with you and me. And we did many, what was it, about 12 years ago?
Many beers
longer.
Ago.
We went to a now probably defunct brewery downtown. That was
it was doing it fine until we
Right. And then they actually let us make our own beer.
Yes.
What was yours?
It was a cheese beer.
Because of Uncle Milty, the old bit there.
Yeah, smoked cheese beer.
Yeah, and mine had
Was
like,
it a cheeseburger?
No, it wasn't.
Today's National Intern Day. What are those?
What are those?
I don't know.
Yeah, geez.
Once upon a time.
I was an intern.
National Chili Dog Day. No, not that. The actual chili dog. What? Are you guys fans of chili dogs?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Huge fan. Nah.
I don't really have them often.
But if they had chili at the arena, to go with the dogs that they serve.
Absolutely. Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Favorite form of hot dog? If you could pick anyone.
Oh,
mine's a Seattle dog. What's yours?
Brat.
A brat?
Yes.
Oh, well, I think we answered the question about downstairs.
Did you see that? Somebody has a naked brat on an open tortilla directly on the shelf of the fridge.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Just sitting there since Monday, apparently.
It looks like he thought it was a turd.
I did.
But it's a brat.
Yeah. I don't
Who's
like
doing
that way.
This? Yeah. Finally, today is National Refreshment Day. Enjoy yourself a refreshment. Yeah. You ever have agua fresca before?
How about a fresca?
Celebrity birthdays brought to you by Crumble Cookies. Birthdays are meant to be spent. That rhymes with family and friends. And you know what? Nothing brings family and friends together better than Crumble Cookies.
Have a crumble. They're so good. We your taste buds wish you would.
That was kind of scary. There's a new Exorcist coming out. I told Jason that. Have you seen the preview? New Exorcist, like modern day. Not a remake, but a like.
Oh, I saw that.
You see that?
Yeah, it looks very scary.
It does.
Is that the one with Russell Crowe?
Yes.
Okay. Is Russell Crowe in it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just looking at the girl. There's two girls that are possessed now.
Mm.
And it's not great.
And twins.
Celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Crumble Cookies.
Happy birthday to Triple H.
Ah, Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Hogan Henry? No, Hogan. Hogan Harris.
Hulk Hogan Heroes. He is 54.
I think he's 58.
I think he's 60.
Jeez. I think Trips is 52.
Trips. We have a correct answer. 54. Yes! Carmichael. Dang.
Love Triple H.
Yeah, big fan.
Big like fan. I have all the shirts and everything.
Happy birthday to Alex Rodriguez.
Ah.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
He is a congressman from Louisiana.
Yeah.
That was my Anthony Edwards imitation. Come on.
That was, sorry. Yeah, my bad. Creme brulee, though.
Oh, boy.
I would say Alex Rodriguez is 46.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, so I'll say 45.
I think Alex is 48.
I was going to say 47.
45, 46, 47, 48. We have a correct answer.
Better.
Let me guess. It's Jay with 48.
Your guess is correct. Yeah. It's Jay Mars, 48.
That's right.
He knew that.
Happy birthday to...
I could tell because he was like, I think it's 48.
Did you see what he said on the K-Rod thing Sunday?
Nobody did.
The audio, you got to check it out.
What is it? Yeah,
it's like you're punching a little person.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like you're punching a little person. And of course, if he's asked, he's going to be like, no, I meant like a person that's little. What are you talking about? It's like, Alex, have you ever punched a little person?
Why do I weirdly feel like he has?
Definitely. I 100% know he's had a party and he's punched a little person at said party.
I think he would have swung and missed.
Hey.
Ooh. Wow.
All right. Happy birthday to Maya Rudolph.
Chris, what do you think?
That's a really good one.
62. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
what is that? 62.
I'll say Maya Rudolph is 40. We'll say 46.
That's a good guess. I'll say 48.
49.
And you're going 62?
Yeah.
Wow.
51. Wow. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's Jay Morris. Yeah. Hey, congratulations.
Jordan Spieth.
Ah. Oh.
37. That's too
fast. I think Jordan's 31.
33.
I feel like he's young. I'll say 30.
We have a correct answer. The correct answer is 30.
Yeah,
Chris
he's a young 30.
Good job.
See how I did the this? I was
the point.
Yeah, I was like that swaggy P turning around.
Yeah,
I have age slexia. I always think people are older than they are.
Yeah.
Ah.
Happy birthday to
you
Max.
You don't see age.
Scherzer.
Max Scherzer.
Yes,
that
was the bill. Max Scherzer is. Map Scherzer's 4D.
39.
36.
Max Scherzer.
37, 38. I'll say 38.
We have a correct answer.
Yeah?
It's 39, Jay Mars.
Wow.
How about that?
Or Maxi Priest, the singer.
Yes.
Yeah, he had a hit.
He did.
Back to you.
Okay. Happy birthday to former NBAer. I think he was a lottery pick. Jordan Hill.
Oh, yeah, from the Knicks and the Tyreek Evans draft.
Wasn't he drafted by the Lakers?
No. He played for the Lakers.
33.
How old's Jason Thompson? I think they were the same draft.
I think Jordan Hill's 34.
He just had a birthday. I think it's 37 or 38. Jason Thompson.
I feel like you're trying to throw me off.
No.
Is 32 available?
It's available.
I would like that, please.
32, 32, 34, 36. We have a correct answer. He is 36.
Yeah.
I think he'll still be playing.
Good. I don't know why he's not. It always trips me out when like NBA players who haven't played in a long time. You're like, well, how old are they? Oh, he's 32.
Yeah. The last one, Damari Carroll, still playing.
Ah. Hawks legend Damari Carroll.
Jay.
Damari is. Congratulations, 35.
I'll say 36. Mine is 35.
I'll say 34.
37.
We have a correct answer. 34, 35, 36, 37. The correct answer is 37. Whitey Gleason.
Needed that. Needed one.
It's a big way to finish.
That. Wow, I needed that.
Damari Hive.
He's ready to go into the
big,
show
now. Big Damari Hive.
Yeah. You name the five Hawks that were voted co-players of the week in 2014?
Kyle Korver.
Yeah.
Yep. Paul Millsap.
Yeah.
Al Horford.
Yep.
Yeah.
Teague.
Yep.
Cheryl Teague. What's his name? Jeff Teague.
Jeff Teague. Jeff Teague, finding a second career as a podcaster. He's
so
really
good.
Entertaining.
It was either Damari Carroll or Thabo Sefolosha. I think it was Damari
Carroll.
Damari Carroll?
Yeah.
Look at us on all of our Hawks knowledge.
Chris, did you see Jeff Teague talking about the time PJ Tucker went after Lance Stevenson yesterday?
No.
Look it up.
I saw him talking about Chris Paul the other day.
Yeah.
I'm sure he said nice things.
Very he's got a nice lot things. Of really good stories.
He does.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the show today? Four for Madness?
Our series of Bold Kings predictions continues today. Yeah.
What's yours?
And yeah, well, I'm going to save it.
Oh!
Yeah. What was yesterday? Let's see. Yes, well, we both agree. Sasha, I got Sasha starting 50 games. Chris says he's going to be Sasha first. All rookie.
Yeah, all rookie first. Wow. Not necessarily first team. But
yesterday I said they're going to be better this year, but they're not going to win as many games.
Starting 50?
I said their offense is going to be better than it was last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
These are bold.
They're bold. All right.
And you're going to do it again?
We're just getting warmed up.
Wow.
Daily.
Boldest. All right. Yeah. Well, all of that and more coming up. Why do you walk in for Jay, for Jason, myself? Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Love you all. Bye bye. Oh,
the Kings are running it back.
He's got the bucket at the buzzer. Harrison Barnes, Alex Lynn just went above the arc with a two-hand throwdown. Yeah, that was as nasty as we've seen him in a Kings uniform.
And welcoming some new faces.
Oh, and here comes Vezenko. He gets the big finish.
Fisher rejected by Mr. Bezenkov.
Keep it locked on Sacktown Sports at SacktownSports.com for the latest Kings news.